Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. 13 minutes after 9 o'clock on the line with us, we have the MK Party spokesperson, Nhlamulo Ndlela. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlela, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Camilla, and good evening to the listeners.
You had a few announcements to make today. Let's start with the resignations.
You refer to a resignation. I've been told about the resignation, but as you know, yes. There is a letter that was circulating also, which was leaked. Before we could even issue a statement of our colleague, in this case, Arthur Zwane and the TG.
Yes.
They say both colleagues being redeployed.
Yes.
As you know, we have an interim structure. We have volunteers. We all volunteer. And we leverage skills where we need them, such is the case with the previous SG, whom we stated that he was also going to be redeployed.
Yes.
Everybody thought, you know, there's disarray and disorganization within the organization. No, that's not the case. He emerged as the chief whip. So, you know, we are deploying members of the leadership where they've proven themselves to be worthy of deployment, and that's what continues to happen.
You said that the letter was actually leaked before you officially released it?
The letter was released publicly.
Yes.
But we knew about it internally. So it was official internal?
Yes.
But obviously publicly it was released.
Yes.
2 years.
Is that a concern? It's not the first time that this is happening. You've raised this before, that there are letters and things that are leaked before you officially release them. Is that a concern that internally there are, you know, elements of people or quarters that want to undermine the official lines of command?
Naturally, I mean, you know, with all big organizations, and especially in a sensitive space such as this, you know, how you document management and information management is very critical. And also, let's not forget, we live in a digital age, which in of itself is volatile, and it opens up opportunities for those to abuse those platforms. So, yes, it's not only happening with us, it happens with many other organizations. And I think it's not just some controversy, it's a challenge. I mean, look at some of the letters that were leaked off the back of the ANC negotiations. Look at the letters that were leaked off the back of the DA negotiations. So it's not just some controversy, it's an issue. I think it's an issue for all organizations. You need to put protocols in place to make sure that doesn't happen easily.
Well, sometimes, you know, the leaks are deliberate. We know that. And in this case, what I'm trying to say is that this is very much an internal matter. And one may be concerned that it may compromise some of the integrity of what you want to achieve internally. And therefore, what's your plan in trying to manage this kind of communication breakdown?
Well, I mean, if you look at the letter in of itself, it's a letter that talks of redeployment.
Yes.
Versus a letter, you know, of a very sensitive, what I'd like to believe, GNU discussion. Mm-hmm. So from a president to another president or a leader of a political party, you know, such questions should be thrown more so, I guess, to them as well, to say, you know, aren't they concerned that such leakages would be the case? We're saying that this is just an organizational decision to move a person. It's not sensitive discussions around conditions of negotiation. So there's a lot of other letters that we have which are very sensitive, and fortunately we've been able to keep them, you know, within closed doors and not leaked. But, this is one of those that obviously ends up in the wrong hands of an ill-disciplined member who just decides to leak it. But it's not something that we're concerned about. It's not something we wanted to hide in any case, because we're going to release a statement.
All right.
Regardless.
You now also have an appointment of Sifiso Maseko as now taking the role of Secretary General of the MK Party. You know, the decision came through. It says that the letter here is signed by President Zuma of the MK Party. What necessitated this appointment?
Well, I guess I'm just touched on that to say, you know, where we find that we need certain skills, such as, for instance, the likes of Danisa, the TG, and, you know, his comrade Zwane, Arthur Zwane, where we need them in other areas, we'll obviously redeploy them. And this is obviously in discussion in most cases with them. So it's nothing outside or that's outlandish. It's just, you know, the fact that we're an organization that is agile, that's able to make decisions very quickly, and if we need to make those decisions quickly, and that's the whole point of being having interim and volunteers, right? And we realize that we have a lot of skill base, and we need volunteers, but we may need them in other areas. Who says that neither of them will be emerging maybe in Parliament, for instance, you know? So right. If they occupy the permanent structure, like we've already said, then, you know, how could we, for instance, deploy them as a minister? We wouldn't be able to. So based on how we've campaigned and said that we differentiate ourselves on the back of the same protocol. So it's just based on the kind of skill, the depth that we have, we position people, give them opportunity, and that's it.
All right. Okay. Thanks very much for that clarity. Nhlamulo Ndlela is MK Party spokesperson, as you heard from for yourselves. Nothing strange about these appointments or resignations. They may just prop up in Parliament. So we wait and see. 19 minutes after 9.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.